rồi thắm mà thật chăn em lên yên chăn em lên kêu
have
you ever no conceived and the two parts tried to convert and to translate into action and in last days and anyhow find that to Shani Maharaj is a place to be fulfilled yes. We are happy, we are glad, we are proud of it. We love, love to all. Our Guru Maharaj told that when one person is come to take diksha and to stay in the mahā, then he said that after wandering a long time in the holy land, he will again come just to home. Bhagavad means home. Back to God, back to home. Back to Godhead. Back to God and back to home. A sweet, sweet home. Our home here. And none of and no other. So, we may be quite free there. No apprehension of any misgiving. God is under such boldness and clear faith. On. And what are you living on the back? That is all a lot of things that you are. Hare Krishna, Hare
Krishna. By age and by experience, in both ways, in genuinity and also I was fortunate to have his association since a very long time. For us, in 1930, at that time he did not accept sannyas. He just left home, Balakrishna. In his white race, he went to Allahabad. Maharaj, I think you remember this incident. When you went to Allahabad? Yes, thank you. Yes, at that time. Oh, yes, thank you. Yes. In that auspicious occasion, we are connected. And before that, in 1922, when I was manager in Dr. Bose's laboratory, your man, and I was nationalist, Congress Party, I was devotee of Mahatma Gandhi and C.R. Das. At that time, yes. I was in connection with Congress in 1970. Yes, 17, when Annie Besant became the Congress president. Then I became serious in 1920 and I gave up my education. So, one of my friends, that friend is also now, you better see no Maharaj, that Naren Murli. Yes, he was my intimate friend. So, in their house, old Siddha Maharaj went to make some arms. They were rich men. So he informed me that one nice sannyasi came to her house and he has invited. In Uttaranga, there is Gauri of Maham. So he has invited me. I wish to go there. Why don't you come? Let us go together. He was my very intimate friend. So, at that time, I was a little pessimistic. I know all the sadhus there. Arabic. So he forced me. Oh my God, then let us go. All right, let us go. So I went to see His Divine Day, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. In 1922, in that Ultadana building. At that time, Prabhupada was sitting on the roof. There was a small house and room. And we are welcome because Narad Muni was a very rich man. And he contributed the money. So we went to see Prabhupada, offer our obeisance. So immediately he said that you are all educated young man, why don't you preach Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's message throughout the whole world? So I replied him that we are dependent nation, we'll hear our message. We can talk all these things after we get independent. Because I was politically minded at this time. Yes. So he refuted my argument. Certainly I was defeated. And I took his words very seriously. I appreciated it. Then we had offered some prasadam and came down. So my friend Narad Muni asked me, how did you like this sadhu? And yes, here is a sadhu in whose hand Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's message is there, and it will be done. I think it is very nice. That was my appreciation. And then 1923, I resigned my post as manager in Bose's laboratory, and I accepted the agency for 4 UP, beginning from Mumbai up to Delhi. And I made my head office in Allahabad. So I was always thinking, oh yes, I met a very nice sadhu. From the very beginning, that was my impression, that I have met a real sadhu. So, actually the word, Ravamatra Sadhu Sangha Sarvasiddhi, was actually, I perceived that, for a moment, and he impressed so much Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati that it continued. Then in 1928, when there was Kumbh Mela, Maharaj, when you joined Gauri Math? 27. That means in 1928, there was a Kumbh Mela. And during the Kumbh Mela, Tirtha Maharaj, with a party, came to my shop, Prayag Pali, all of a sudden. And I saw, oh, these are the people I saw. Do you want? Yes. Come on. I was so glad. So Tirtha Maharaj asked me that we have come new here, we are going to establish a temple in Allahabad. We have heard your name, so we have come to you, please help us. Yes, I will help you. So in this way, I contributed, my attending physician contributed, and some other friends. In this way, we became friends. And Tirtha Maharaj, old Tirtha Maharaj, had first meeting in my house at Allahabad with, I think, the Sarveshwar Brahmachari and Veer Krishna Brahmachari. Yes. So, my father was Vaishnava. But when I invited this Gauri Math sadhu, my father thought that I have invited some sadhus of the Ramakrishna Mission. So you are not very interested. When Tirtha Maharaj is speaking, I called my father was that time in Delhi. I called him that please come down. There is a meeting on the Gauriya Math. So he could not resist my request. He came down. But he did not think that some devotees have come. They thought this is Ramakrishna Mission, just like that. So you are not very happy, but I told you are sitting. He, in the meeting, he gets criticized. Then when he heard the speech of our old diplomat, our old girl's brother, he understood that there was no one. Then immediately after the meeting, he fell down on his feet. I misunderstood you, sir, that you are Ramakrishna Mission Service. I'm so glad to meet you. So that is the beginning of my intimate relationship with Gauri. And they are coming, and whenever somebody would come, I'll invite them to lecture in my house. In that way, Sridhar Maharaj, at that time, Ramendra Sundar, Bhattacharya, he was also invited at my house. And before that, no, I think I invited Bharati Maharaj, and you were with Bharati Maharaj. Yes. So in this way, my connection became developed with Gauriya Maharaj. Then, gradually, the process began. Harishri Tattharam Tvaram. I wanted to become a very big businessman, and there was good opportunity. I was very nicely associated with the chemical industry of India, Dr. Bose's laboratory, Bengal Chemical, B.K. Pai, and all of that. They liked my business organization. Then I started big laboratory in Lucknow. So that was golden days. But gradually everything became dwindled. And at last my Allahabad business was lost. It was not lost on account of some my debt. I had to hand it over to Dr. Karthik Chandra Bose, because I was his agent. So I had some debts. So I tell him, all right, you take the business. In this way, the craft business was lost. So I was not going to, I was sitting at home. So this Jagabhar Maharaj, at that time, Sarveshwar Brahmachari and Atulananda Brahmachari, they used to come to take their subscription, and they were requesting, yeah, why don't you come to our mosque? Why don't you come to our mosque? You are now free. So I used to visit the temple that was not far away from my house. There, Malaka, yes. Then the intimate relation, say, with Gauri Maharaj grew. In this way, I think in 1933, yes, the Sir Malcolm Haley came to lay down the foundation stone of Allahabad Mosque. Maharaj, I think he remembers. Yes.
Yes.
Parikrama. And the parikrama, that is also another incident. That I was not initiated at that time, but I had very good admiration for the Gauri Maharaj people. And before 1933, I met Sridhar Maharaj and others, old Tirtha Maharaj. So they are very kind to me. So the parikrama, I thought, what these people are doing in this parikrama? Let me go. So I met them in Koshi, Parashmanajimariya. And all people were going to see some Sesha Sai. Yes. So at that time, Vinod Gadetan of Kesham Maharaj, he informed that Prabhupada is going to Mathura tomorrow morning, and he will speak Harikatha this evening. Anyone who wants to remain, may remain, or otherwise they may prepare to go to see Sesha Sai. So at that time, I think only 10 or 12 men remained. Out of them, Sridhar Maharaj was one of them. And I thought it wise, what should I see? says, this is I, let me hear. Prabhupada speak, let me hear. So Prabhupada marked that this box. Vaikuntha person, he could understand that this boy is eager to hear. So he very much appreciated. So when he came back to Arava, Ganesh Bala, he introduced me that he is a nice devotee. The Prabhupada immediately replied, yes, I am marked. He does not go away, he hears. This very one said, yes, I will accept him. Then I was initiated. And this way, our relationship with Gaudiya Math developed. And gradually, as it developed, the other side changed. Then there are long history, it will take time. But I had the opportunity of associating with His Holiness. For several years, I had the opportunity. Krishna and Prabhupada liked it to prepare me. Siddhar Maharaj lived in my house suddenly say for 3 years. So naturally we had very intimate talk and he was my good advisor. I took his advice and instructions very seriously. Because from the very beginning I know he is a pure Krishna and devotee. And I wanted to associate with him and try to help him also in some way. He also tried to help me. So our relationship is very intimate. After the breakdown of the Gaudiya Math, I wanted to organize another organization, making Siddhar Maharaj head. And I wanted to mix at the time Gosai Maharaj. One of my friends' house at Chialda, Siddhar Maharaj, you may remember those things. I wanted to organize so many ways. But somehow or other. Yes. Yes. He wanted to rent us only for 90. I told him, just give me the concept. He at that time he was getting 125, but because I am a child, all that I can give is 90. So that could not happen somewhere other. So I was trying from the very beginning, after the disappearance of Yes, 1944. I think you were at that time at my house. Yes. So, somehow or other, this intention for preaching the cult of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu increased and other side decreased. I was not disinclined, but Krishna forced me that you must give up. And the history is known better to Siddhar Maharaj, how it decreased. Then almost it became me, and then I left home in 1950. Whatever was there, all I could do was life. In 1950, for 4 years, I remain as Banaprastha, only 4 years, from 1950 to 1959. Bombay life, during my household life. I opened an office in Bombay for my business. Practical Gaudiya Math was established by us. I am one of them, Siddhar Maharaj also. And we made 2 parties for begging, collecting alms. And Siddhar Maharaj, myself, and Goswami Maharaj, at that time it was Atul Chandra Goswami. So I took them to some of my friends, chemist friends, doctor's friends. So I collected about 500 rupees to the Siddhar Mahaprabhu's speech. I introduced and Goswami at the time, Goswami Maharaj would canvas. In this way, three combined together in one day or two days. At that time, 500 rupees. Big sum, yes. So, Goswami Maharaj very much appreciated, and he began to speak highly about me, that however, who is so smart, he has got so many friends, he has collected so many friends. So why does it, he should not be the martyr charge in this way? Why should not be with us? Why is living separately in this way? So, Prabhupada, he said, it is better to live separately from you people. And you do the necessity in due course of time. So I could not understand what Srila Prabhupada meant by that. So his inclination, blessing, were always upon me, although I was unfree. But he was so fine. Yes, you are afraid. Prabhupada gave me some money, that he is afraid. Give this money. And then so, by Guru Vaishnava, whatever position I have got, it is by Guru's mercy and the Vaishnava's blessing, otherwise I am in the future. So I wish that Srila Maharaj may bestow his blessing, as you are saying, always. And may Guru Maharaj help me. I can give some service so long.
Yes,
I thought that Guru Maharaj once said, and these Gauri Math people did not do anything, so let me try in this old days. So the inspiration came, and I went by his grace. It has become a little successful. I have no credit. It is all the blessings of Guru and Vaishnava. Therefore, I have no credit. I do not know how things are happening, because I am not at all qualified for this. But it is truly Charya Vaishnava Seva Vistar Deva.